French President Jacques Chirac's Conservative Party appears set to gain control of Parliament for the first time in 5 years. If yesterday's voting trend continues through Sunday's second round, the Conservatives will enjoy a massive majority. The results spelled more disappointment for the Socialists. Their candidate did poorly in last month's presidential election. Now they're on the verge of losing control of Parliament. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
French newspapers described the results as a return to stability after the shock of the far-right leader Jean-Marie Le Pen's qualification in the recent presidential election. Last week, the man who won that race, President Jacques Chirac, called on voters to give him a government he could work with. That meant a vote for the Union for a Presidential Majority, the party created to support Chirac. And voters have answered that wish by giving it 44% of the ballots cast. In a week's time, that should translate into 70% of the seats in Parliament. Jean-Pierre Raffarin, the prime minister Chirac appointed 7 weeks ago, was modest in victory.
Si les Français le veulent dimanche prochain, ils nous le diront et l'action.
If the French people want it next Sunday, he said, the action begun by my government will continue, and we will keep all of the promises the president made during his campaign. But if Raffarin was modest, it may have been with good reason. Voters said the campaign was less about real issues than whether Chirac should have to share power with the left again. The outgoing socialists are still stunned and despondent after the defeat of their leader, Lionel Jospin, in the presidential election. Their new leader, François Hollande, has had the difficult task of having to persuade voters that more power sharing would be a good idea, although the socialists have criticized it for years.
Aujourd'hui, le risque majeur pour notre pays, c'est d'abord...
Today, the big risk in our country is having a National Assembly which doesn't properly reflect public opinion, said Hollande, and there is a danger that the right will control all of the institutions and have all the power for its policies, which will be dangerous for our democracy and for our social benefits. The race won't be over till next week's second round. This time, there was record abstention, 35%, and that led some socialists hope for a come-from-behind upset. The low voter turnout helped squeeze out extremist parties, who didn't get enough votes to continue. Jean-Marie Le Pen's National Front can only hope to win 2 seats out of 577 in Parliament. The anti-immigrant leader explained his party's poor results by saying the media and the system were slanted against his party. We didn't have the chance of doing an electoral campaign because only deputies and senators can get airtime, he said. In other words, only people who are already in power. During the presidential campaign, all candidates are given airtime. So this is different. Voters have also turned away from the extreme left parties. France's communists, the socialists' usual coalition partners, have been practically wiped off the map, with only 4% of the vote nationwide. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.